broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw. You know, it's going to be a very interesting day in Hawaii today because got a wind advisory in effect. It started at 6 this morning. It goes until 6 Monday morning. Got a red flag warning in effect. That starts at 10 o'clock this morning. You know, actually, red flag warnings, when it comes to fires, don't do anything if it's just a little bit breezy. You just can't keep control of it. So anyway, this red flag warning is in effect all the way from 10 this morning until, well, about 6 o'clock tonight. So that's it on the red flag warning. Nevertheless, please be very careful. We've got, oh, yeah, we've got some gusty winds. East, northeast, 20 to 35, possibly to 50 at times. So if you're going to go out and play a round of golf today, yeah, it's going to be an interesting day, especially if you're downslope. Hopefully, it'll carry your ball a little bit further. Here's some tee times for you. Jack and Jill, they're going out at Makalei today. A lot of folks are. They're heading out on the golf course on the Big Island. There's an 836, a 922, and a 1020. If you'd like to see if you can get that ball in the wind and carry a little bit further. At Poipu, there's an 830, a 12 o'clock, a 1 o'clock. Now, they're doing all the front bunkers. So the ocean side is what everybody's playing on. You can either play nine holes or you can do the ocean side twice. Kauai Lagoons at 10:56. At Turtle Bay on Oahu, we have an 8:32, a 9:08, and 10:10. I feel like I'm serving up here. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:50, a 10 o'clock, and a 10:40 for your delights. Eva Beach Golf Course has an 8:46, a 9:48, and an 11:18. And then we've got Bayview, 9:16 and 10:30. That'd be a fun course to take the kids to. All right, Wailea Gold, 9:50, 10 o'clock, 10:30. Emerald, 10:50, 11 o'clock, 11:10. By the by, the Better Half group is going out. That's on the Emerald course. So watch out. The Better Half Club is out and about, and they're going to have a good old time. All right. We're going to have a good old time. Mark Rolfing is joining us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. The gift that lasts forever. And the Sentry starts off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua, January 2nd through the 5th.
All right. And Mark Rolfing, yes, Golf Channel Sports, NBC Sports, commentator, analyst. We're stuck with him for one more year. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark Rolfing.
Yeah, good morning, Danielle. I did get a little bit of good news yesterday from NBC and Golf Channel. They have exercised an option year on my contract. So, you know, you never know. I kind of was thinking it was going to happen, but didn't know for sure. And, man, can you believe it is going to be my 40th year of announcing golf? I am the luckiest boy on this planet.
You are. And you get to travel around the world. You know, you're on the road all the time. By the way, how could they let you go? You're a member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame. You're a member of the DePaul University Hall of Fame. You created GolfHawaii.com. And, you know, you're just a host of everything. When the Century Tournament of Champions starts, you're a big part of making that happen.
Well, thank you much. But, you know, the game is getting younger. And as you look at the NBC, roster of announcers, diversity, and you never know. I took a look at what happened to Roger Maltby and Gary Koch, a couple of my dear friends and colleagues that I worked with for years, and all of a sudden, a couple of years ago, they were gone. And both of them, I thought, were still really in the prime of their careers. So you just never know. But I guess more than anything, what it shows me is that if you're nice to people, that'll take you a long way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely kind. The Century Tournament of Champions, by the way, is January 2nd through the 5th. So you want to be there and you need to start thinking about, you know, booking a flight, finding a place to stay. Better to start now, because you'd be surprised. It isn't going to be easy to do it at the last minute. A lot of folks will be coming in for the Century Tournament of Champions, and you'll want to have your spot. Speaking of having your spot, I want to go straight out to the UK, Scotland, home of golf. This is a kind of a sad story, but it's really important for us to know these things. Ana Paláez Trevino, competing as a rookie on the LPGA circuit, and she's won on the Ladies European Tour. She's playing in her third AIG Women's Open. That's underway right now. The winds, kind of like here, have been blowing to 40 miles an hour, which, you know, they're going to be experiencing again. She was 10 strokes back of Nelly Korda, who's leading. I think she got a new putter, and she's very, very happy. But inside the cut line, she was for the first time in her career. But her caddy committed a rules infraction, and she is out. She is disqualified. He used a distance measuring device, not once, but twice. And it would have been a two-stroke penalty if it had been just a one time. But the twice time, that's a complete disqualification. That blew my mind. I mean, I understand, but at the same time, she didn't do anything. You know, it was the caddy. What were your thoughts on this, Mark?
You know, it's interesting, Danielle. I've always thought, you know, for the 40 years now that I've been doing this, I've always thought that people in other sports must look at golf and say, what is the matter with these people? Why do they have these archaic rules that are, you know, so complicated that even the best players in the world don't totally understand them? And really don't promote, you know, enjoyment of the game. Distance, you know, measuring devices are part of the game of golf now. You know, we're all worried about slow play. My heavens, it's time to get into the 21st century and you know, really take a look at these rules again and say, why in the world can't we use distance measuring devices? And by the way, the caddy is not the player. There's got to be some other type of punishment than disqualification. The player no longer can participate in the tournament because something the caddy did. I really don't agree with anything that occurred there.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. I was like stunned, seriously. You know, and unfortunately, it's on the player to know all the rules, and she would have had to say, hey, caddy, don't do that. It's against the rules. You know, because she's the boss, and yeah, it's just there. But there's still, it's like you said, Mark Rolfing, archaic. But it is a Solheim Cup year. This year, we've got some great competitors from both sides of the pond. And what about Nelly Korda and her new putter? I mean, she's won over in round 3 through 14. She's still 7 under par. J.Y. Shin is also 7 under. She went 5 under par through 18. She was like on fire. Jay Shin is 2 under after 18 holes. She's 4 under par. And so is Lydia Ko and Lilia Vu. So all of these players, they're really, really strong, and they're from so many different countries. This is going to be an incredible, incredible Solheim Cup.
Yeah, it is good. Well, Solheim Cup, Danielle, has become one of my favorite events in golf. It's just a great success story. And I really like where the women's game is right now. The fact to me that they are playing the old course at St. Yes. Andrews, the birthplace of golf, you know, for a major championship. I can remember, it wasn't hardly a decade ago that they were having trouble finding places to play some of their big events, and they were going to crummy courses that maybe paid them a site fee or whatever. But now they've totally changed their sort of modus operandi, and they're taking the U.S. Open, the senior British Open, you know, all the big events are being taken to the great courses, and I like that, and I think it's going to do nothing but help the game. Now, having said that, I am concerned about the LPGA and trying to figure out, you know, what are they doing with not necessarily what I would call their secondary events, but what are they doing with the full field events like Lotte? The finances on events like this are really difficult, and I will tell you, for this upcoming November Lotte event, if I'm going to announce golf for that event, I will have to go to Connecticut. The announcers are not going to be in Hawaii. They're going to be in Connecticut, just like they were for the Olympics. And, you know, that to me doesn't make much sense. And I think it's going to take away from the on-site presence a little bit. So I am concerned about some of the LPGA events. I wish they could all kind of be in the same boat as the majors.
Wow, that's crazy. You in Connecticut, when you don't, then you're not able to feel the feels. I mean, that's.
Well, they're gonna have Kate Cockerell on the course in Hawaii, but Morgan Pressel and Grant Boone and the whole production group is going to be in Connecticut. And you'd be surprised. I'm sure you watched a lot of the Olympic golf, but you would be surprised. I was in Connecticut for those 2 weeks during the Olympics. Doing studio work, and I will tell you, way more work was being done out of Connecticut than it was Paris, and people really didn't even know it.
No, you're right. I would never have guessed that they weren't on site. So, you know, I just think it takes away from your ability as the announcer, the guy who's describing what we can't see. So, you know, you're only seeing, but then again, don't you have, like, a bunch of different monitors and different cameras in different places, so you kind of get a feel for it?
Well, I do, but I can't look out and, you know, see the Hokulea, you know, sailing around the west end of Oahu.
Yes.
I can call golf, or I can, you know, do a studio show or things like that, but just not being there doesn't just sit right with me right now. I feel like I ought to be there. I mean, I've been there every year and the existence of the tournament, so it's kind of too bad. But I think all in all, the LPGA is in pretty good shape. There's just some events that I'm worried about, and Lotte is one of them.
Yeah, I can see why. And the money, it's all about the money. I mean, that's something that the guys aren't worried about, is it?
Yeah, no, the guys aren't worried about it, although they should be, because frankly, you know, this proliferation of money and all the money that the PGA Tour is throwing at the players now to try to keep up with LIV Golf, this is not going to be sustainable. It really is not. There's just too much money, and I don't know. I like the fact that they created these signature events on the PGA Tour where only the top 50 players get in, but in the end, has it been successful? I wouldn't say. It's been a wild success. The TV ratings are down. Last week's first playoff event, FedEx St. Jude, was down almost 40% from last year. It's one of the lowest-rated playoff events ever. So just because you're throwing more money at these players doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get the fans more interested. In fact, I think the fans are pretty upset with this whole money thing right now.
Yes. Yes and yes. And I'm glad you came out with upset. Scottie Scheffler throws a tantrum. How is that possible? He looks at the ball. How is that possible? Does that make you feel like you're just part of the whole process? I mean, don't you sit there wondering how it was possible when you thought you could sink that putt easily enough and it doesn't go in? Do we blame the ball?
You got to blame somebody. It can't possibly have been you, the player. You know, Scheffler started to show signs to me of a long season. I'm not sure the FedEx Cup, you know, season is exactly right, the way they've got it structured right now. Because if you think about it, Scottie Scheffler has had one of the most dominating seasons in the history of golf. But he may not win the FedEx Cup. You know, they promote the FedEx Cup as a season-long points race, a season-long competition. But yet, he could have one of the greatest seasons of all time, totally dominate and everything else, and not win if somebody beats him next week in Atlanta.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And to me, it doesn't at all say this is a season-long event. He's not going to get the kind of credit he should have gotten for the way he plays.
Uh-huh. You're right. Absolutely. Absolutely nuts. If everything comes down to next week, then what's the point? You know, I mean, of having a season. Oh, never mind. I'm arguing with myself. Rory McIlroy, he's not having his best round either. Kind of all over the place. Somebody suggested he's checked out mentally. What are your thoughts?
You know, if you think about Rory, he's been back and forth on so many different issues in the last year, and not just on the golf course. You know, he was married, then he and his wife announced they were getting a divorce.
Yes.
Then they announced that they were getting back together very shortly after, within a month of that. You know, there's a lot of peaks and valleys for McIlroy right now. Now, having said that, that's the way his career has always been. But I will tell you, I think Rory is getting ready to start what is going to be the most important year for him in golf. And the reason is he is so involved in this new indoor golf league that they're going to start in Florida. You know, and he's really taken it seriously and got a lot of money invested in it. And, you know, that is not PGA Tour golf. That's not the U.S. Open. That's not going to help him win the Masters. You know, I guess he likes the idea of it. I think he thinks it's good for the game. But in the end, to me, he's spreading himself a little too thin right now, and he's got to go back to the basics of trying to win golf tournaments. He's just got a lot going on.
Yeah, and did he quit being on the Players Advisory Board? Did he?
He didn't quit. They sort of had him quit. he had agreed. He had agreed to go back on, but there were some players on the board that decided that he shouldn't. So they came up with a compromise, Danielle, and I don't know what exactly it is, except he's a consultant. He's an advisory guy. So will his voice still matter? I suppose. But to me, you know, Tiger Woods' voice is quite a bit louder than everybody else's, so he's the one we really need to look to for somebody that I think has got to really step up here to make some decisions about what the future of men's golf is, because they are going nowhere right now.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. Except, and, you know, there's the one, but there here's some shining lights, folks, because I love Adam Scott, always have, you know, and look where he is now. He's playing like a kid. He wants to get into the President's Cup. I think that's, what, his most important tournament?
Yeah, he loves the President's Cup, and he does want to get into it. I'm glad to see him playing well. But, you know, one of the reasons he's playing well is that he's been getting exemptions into all these signature events. I think he's had three or four of them this year. And a lot of that is because he's a really good guy and he treated the sponsors well, so now they're repaying him. But the fact is, it's an unlevel playing field when you've got a couple of players. Webb Simpson was in the same category. Both Simpson and Scott are on the policy board, and they are players that have a lot of influence, and now all of a sudden they're getting exemptions into these signature events. I think that's got to stop. A level playing field for some of the rest of the players.
No, so it's where you sit and make decisions that's then influencing how you get to play in these big events that pay $20 million. You know, that's really what you said earlier. It what makes me just... Yeah, you know, it's like you guys have so much money and you're cruising around I get it, you know, stuff your pockets, but it's not good for the game. It just really doesn't feel good. But I was thrilled to see him shoot a 63 and being at the top of the leaderboard after all this time. He's got such a smooth swing. Keegan Bradley is also playing nicely, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. That was a big surprise that he got named President or Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah.
And one of my first assignments now of my new arrangement here is that I'm going to interview Keegan on October 7th in Manhattan when I'll be back on the East Coast because it's going to be 1 year from the Ryder Cup, which is in New York. So that's going to be a really interesting interview, and that'll be kind of, I think, the day that he may announce a few other assistant captain's choices and probably just some general Ryder Cup news. But The Ryder Cup has gotten to be so important that I'm wondering really whether or not he is going to be able to maintain as a player while all this is going on. It's just such a big job now. Rory McIlroy the other day, who once called the Ryder Cup an exhibition, has now said it's the most important and compelling tournament in golf, even the Masters. So it shows you what that Ryder Cup is like. But Bradley's got himself a big job to get those Americans back in the winner's circle.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's what I call flip-flopping. One moment it's an exhibition, the next moment it's the most important.
Yeah.
Okay, we've also got two Swedes. Hey, Sweden, right? You know, when did they become a powerhouse of golf? I don't think of Sweden as being like the place, you know, the place to play golf.
You know, they really became a powerhouse in golf, Danielle, when they created national junior teams, which finally the U.S. is going to do it. For the first time now, the USGA is creating a national junior team, of which Hawaii is going to be a part of that. But Sweden did it 20 years ago. It was at the beginning of the Annika Sörenstam era.
Yes.
And they are funding and providing access for, you know, lots and lots of young kids. And not all the kids, but really the top players. They have made a concerted effort to develop kids. And this Ludvig Åberg, you know, is a product of that. But it really all kind of started with Annika, and I think the whole reason Sweden's become a powerhouse is because they are developing these kids starting at age 10.
Well, you know, I knew it was Annika. It had to be Annika because, of course, but then she started playing golf. That's just very interesting. It's wonderful. And tell us, before we close, tell us, what is this indoor golf? I don't think of golf. Are they going to use, you know, clubs and balls?
Yeah, they're going to use clubs and golfs, and it's going to be, you know, played on simulators. Here's a stat that's going to get you, Daniel. For the first time in the history of our game, more people this year are going to play some type of golf not on a golf course than are actually going to play on a golf course. This is the rage. People don't have time. They don't necessarily have the money. And so you're seeing just all kinds of different variations of indoor golf. You got to remember, too, the weather's not as great around the country all year long as it is here in Hawaii. So they have to have an option like that. But I don't know. I still have mixed emotions about it. And I think it's going to have a negative impact on some outdoor events. Sony Open worries me now because there will be four players that are playing in indoor golf in Florida on the next Tuesday after the Sony Open finishes. And I think it'd be very hard for a guy to play here and still be able to get back to Florida and play in that thing. Now, it'll be the top players. It may not necessarily affect Sony, but there's a lot of details of that thing still to be worked out.
Wow. So many things going on behind the scenes. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports Golf commentator, analyst. Yay, you're with us another. You're always going to be with us. That's all there is to it, Mark Rolfing. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse.
All right, thank you. Love you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Jonathan Wall, managing equipment editor, gear for Golf Magazine and Golf.com. That it is. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
All right. It's Aloha Power's Labor Day week-long celebration, August 24th through September 2nd. It's time to retire those big box tools, maybe. Well, hey, Maruyama is on sale up to 25% off. Riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, whackers, trimmers, a whole lot more. We have service. Aloha Power Equipment has service, parts, accessories for every rider, from home to commercial size. Aloha Power Equipment. To mow it, blow it, bag it, and be done with it, get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Jonathan Wall, he is editor at golf.com gear, like an equipment gear. I love the way you put that. Jonathan, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle. Always good to be back.
You know, it seems like it's been since, you know, 2022 since we talked. But I want to go straight to the golf.com mailbag. Now, people can actually send a question in and get an answer.
Of course. Anything and everything, I guess, within reason. But we try to keep it to gear focused.
Okay. Well, I like this. Should I swap a 3-wood for a mini driver? How do you answer that?
Yeah, you know, this is a golf club, Danielle, that really, I don't think it was even on anybody's radar until Phil Mickelson years ago won the Open Championship with Callaway called their X-Hot 3 Deep. And the way that it differentiated itself from a standard 3-wood was it had a deeper face on it. So it sort of was a tweener between a 3-wood and a driver, where the deeper face allowed it to be a better option off the tee. For better players like Phil, you could still hit it off the fairway, but it just wasn't really that versatile for the average golfer. And they've since become very popular just simply because the designers have started to pay attention to how the golf club plays off the turf, because, you know, not everybody just needs another driver. But that is what makes this golf club so great, is it has a larger, usually over 300 cc. So it's not as big as a 460 cc driver head, but it's definitely bigger than, you know, the 220, 230 cc fairway woods. So it's more forgiving, meaning if you're not a great golfer and you don't hit it out of the middle of the face all the time like a pro, really good option. Plus, it has a shorter shaft. So that shaft on most drivers is probably around 45, 45 and a half inches. This is usually about 43 3/4. So more like a 3-wood shaft in a driver head. And so it's become a really popular option on the PGA Tour for Tommy Fleetwood and Adam Scott, who just shot 63 yesterday at the BMW. They both have mini drivers in the bag. So again, great option if you're somebody who just doesn't keep it in the fairway with a driver. As far as like who benefits from one versus the other, if you struggle with driver off the tee, the mini driver is a really good option because it's more forgiving. It's a little bit easier to tee it higher and to not lose as much distance as you would with a 3-wood. You know, 3-wood is a really good golf club for a lot of people, but I got to say, Danielle, maybe it's just biased because I play one, but the mini driver is such a fun golf club, and it really does bring a lot of the joy back hitting off the tee, just simply because you find more fairways.
Yeah, I feel like I'd have more control with it.
Exactly. And that's the most important thing is the control. You nailed it. And I think that just comes from having a shorter shaft in that mini driver and being able to turn it over. So it doesn't feel as unwieldy as maybe a 45 or 45 and a half inch driver. That's it's the longest club in your bag.
Yeah.
So the closer you can get to a 3-wood length with a larger head shape, you know, that's where you start to get into that area where you're like, okay, this is a sweet spot for a lot of golfers. And we even saw it at this year's Open Championship. One of the guys that near the top of the leaderboard, Tristan Lawrence, he had a 44-inch ping driver in the bag. You almost never see anybody with 44 inches. But again, it just goes back to the control that you can find with a driver like that.
Right on. All right. Also, from the golf.com mailbag, and we're talking with Jonathan Wall, the editor, why do pros prefer milled over forged wedges?
Yeah. You know, one of the things, Danielle, that I love about the mailbag is you do get a lot of really, I call them nerdy gear questions, the ones that my audience, my people ask. I would say for 99.9% of the golfing population, you don't have to worry about this.
Okay.
I think it's way more important to focus on the grind of the golf club, and that's essentially, if you look at your golf club and you look at the soul of it, it's different grinds are going to benefit different golfers in different turf conditions. And so you're looking for something. If you play firmer conditions and you're a better player, you might play a low bounce wedge. And if you're somebody who struggles to make consistent contact, you typically want something with a wider sole and maybe a bit more bounce, because that's going to allow that golf club, as you might, you know, stub it into the ground, that skid plate on the bottom is going to allow the wedge to kind of hit the ground and then bounce out, so you don't stub the wedge. And so, again, it's important, more important for the grind, but yes, there are people out there that want to know, like, why do the pros prefer, you know, milled over forged? And I think the most important thing that I can point out here is, you know, simply put, milled wedges have been around for so long, and you can do a lot of things with them, from changing the geometry of the sole, you know, working on the grooves. It just allows for the ability to do more with those golf clubs, because you can shape, it's molten metal that you're shaping. Whereas with a forging, you're hammering these golf clubs, and, you know, yes, they are soft, but forgings typically with a very soft face, very soft head, comes the possibility of grooves that are going to wear out faster. So I would say, if you're going to look at the PGA Tour, a lot more golfers are using what's commonly called cast products, which is, they're a little bit firmer, yes, but they're not too much firmer for the average golfer. So it's just a much better product. It's going to last longer. If you really like the idea of using forged wedges, Mura is a very popular company that makes forged wedges. You can go that route, but you just have to realize that if you play a lot of golf and you use forged golf clubs, they're going to wear out faster because the material is softer, and that just means that you're going to have to spend more money to get a new set when they start to wear out.
Yeah, that's all. But, you know, softer sounds like you'd have somehow, if you play a lot of golf, that it sounds good. This is the next one, and I really enjoyed the article that came with it, and I'm talking with Jonathan Wall, Golf Magazine, golf.com. Okay. Do you still call it wall-to-wall equipment?
I do. You know, it's funny, Danielle. This time of the year, the gear changes become far and few. So I typically, if I'm going to write something up on a change, I'll go back to one I wrote last week on Adam Scott changing his irons. You know, I will just break it out as a separate story. But I love that you still look for the wall-to-wall, because it is there. It's just maybe not, doesn't have the call out sometimes to let people know, but it is still my gear reporting from all the changes that are going on PGA Tour and abroad.
Right on. And then there's a club test proving ground, and that's where you put the latest designs and groundbreaking technology in the equipment space to the test. So you're actually testing everything.
Yeah. So the neat thing, and we've talked about this before, Danielle, you know, one of the things that I feel like is a feather in the cap for golf and Golf Magazine, golf.com, is we don't just do player testing. You know, yes, the recent proving ground that I did with Titleist GT, that was my own testing. I went out to TPI, which is Titleist golf mecca that's out in Oceanside, California, and it is a huge facility, and you can go out there and test, and they now have a short course. It's a really fun place to go if you're just a golf gearhead. But we also do robotic testing that I've talked about before. So I think that's what makes it neat, is we're able to validate a lot of the player testing that we do. We're able to validate it with our robotic testing that we do with golf laboratories. And I don't really know anybody else in the golf media space who's testing with robots. Gene Parenti is actually the only game in town for robotic testing. So we're excited to continue to be working with him. But yes, the proving ground for us is just an opportunity for the staffers on the golf.com staff to test the products, and the Titleist GT was the one that I tested most recently.
Right on. So there's the Titleist GT2 and the GT3 drivers. Then you wrote an article about it, but it seemed like I felt like you learned more about yourself when you went through this whole process.
It's funny how that happens. And I try to keep a lot of the personal antidotes out, but sometimes they're too good to not throw in there. Yeah. I mentioned having spent some time with Tiger Woods over the years. And one of the things that I had asked Tiger about was the way that he tested golf clubs. And he always said, you know, look, unless I am in peak golfing shape, meaning he's hit lots of golf balls, his swing feels grooved, I don't test. Well, we're not all Tiger Woods, no. But I did admit that when I went out to TPI, I have three kids and spent a lot of time chasing them around to sporting events and coaching, and just simply didn't have the time to test leading up to my trip to TPI. And it certainly showed early on when I was hitting golf balls. I just didn't really feel like myself. But one of the neat things about that trip was just simply kind of going back to what we were talking about on the mini driver versus the three wood. I had never used, I'm 6'5", I had never used a shorter driver shaft before. I had typically been in 45 and 45 and a half, and I found 44 and a half to be this eureka moment for me as I was hitting. I couldn't find the center of the face, and my fitter out at TPI, who I've been working with through the last few years, Joey Sawitz, he said, look, let's try and get more consistent with the impact here, and here's one thing we can do. We can go shorter with the shaft, and I just started just hitting it right out of the middle time and time again. And one of the knocks on going shorter with a driver shaft is that you typically lose a little bit of ball speed. But for a lot of golfers, you won't really notice a loss in ball speed simply because you're hitting it more out of the middle versus hitting it off like the extreme heel or the extreme toe with a longer driver. So I learned a lot about my own game from the trip, and I left with a really good Titleist GT3 driver. You know, the GT3 is a really good product, but you know, you have to get fit for it before you spend your money, because you want to make sure that it's good for you, not just if it's good for your buddy. So that was a fun trip to go out there and learn a little bit about my own game. Even after all these years of being in the industry, I still feel like I learned something new when I go and work with some of these fitters.
No wonder it's so hard to get you on the show. You have three children?
Have three children, yes, girl, boy, girl. So, actually, as I'm talking to you, we just wrapped up the morning session for our oldest daughter's basketball team. They had a tournament, so never a dull moment around here.
No, so do you have soccer too?
No soccer. I'm actually our oldest daughter plays basketball and volleyball. She's 12 years old, but she's already 6 feet tall.
Oh wow!
And yes, I know. And then our son plays baseball, and I coach his baseball team. And so we've got that going on, and then our youngest plays flag football, which I think is really fun, and softball. So, again, just going back to the never having time to test, leading up to a trip to TPI, that pretty much explains it right there. I have no time to myself, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
No, it's so wonderful, isn't it? I mean, it's just wonderful being with the kids and watching them and being their supporter, and in your case, being able to coach. You're 6'5". Wow. Getting into golf. How did you get into golf?
Just from my dad. My dad was in the Air Force, and he played on base, and so he would get clubs from time to time. And I think he had won a golf, like a driver, a new driver from a raffle, maybe. Uh-huh. And he's a lefty, and so I'm left-handed, but I ended up getting cursed with being a lefty as well, because it's always difficult now being a lefty. Even with more equipment manufacturers coming out with left-handed golf clubs, they don't have the full complement of golf clubs. So I don't always get to test everything simply because they just don't have it in left-handed. But yeah, my dad just handed me a golf club. I found the driver to be a fun one to try and whack around on the base golf course, and away we went. And Tiger won, like a lot of kids. I grew up watching golf on TV, and Tiger won the Masters in 97, and I was officially hooked by that point.
Uh-huh.
no turning back.
Well, I was reading about the smash factor and, you know, analyzing the amount of energy transferred from head to ball at impact, and simply, what was it? Simply divide
it's a lot.
Yes, simply divide the ball speed by the club speed to get your number. The closer you get to 1.5, the more efficient the strike. Goodness gracious, I have to be a mathematician to be able to figure.
I know, and this is the part, Danielle, that I always worry about when I write these stories, because my job is to inform and to make golfers smarter about their own equipment. But you know, some of these terms, to your point, you read about it and you see the word smash factor and you see you're having to divide your ball speed by your club speed, and now I'm trying to get as close to 1.5, and it is a lot. And this is where golfers constantly ask me, they'll reach out to me on social media and they'll say, hey, what do you think about this driver versus that driver? Which one would you go with? Oh. And I always tell them, and it's not just a cop out. It's I truly believe this. You need to get plugged in with a good club fitter.
There you go.
Somebody who, you know, sometimes it will be at a big box store like a PGA Tour Superstore or a Golf Galaxy or Dick's Sporting Goods. But sometimes you have to go to places that have fitters that have done a multitude of fittings, and not just with you know, 15 handicaps, and maybe with tour pros or better players, because then they have a better idea of what you're going to be looking for and how to help you get there. So always, always, always take the time to get fit. It's the only way that you're going to get the best bang for your buck. And nowadays, with drivers being $650, you want to buy it with a premium shaft, $850 for a driver, you have to get fit, unless you have a money tree in your backyard.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that I would say just buy everything. If you got a money tree in your backyard, fine. Go that route. Go the blind route. But if you don't, do it like everybody else does and get fit before you plunk down your money for a driver.
No, and don't get me wrong. While I was reading this, I was fascinated. So don't stop doing that mathematician stuff, okay? That was really interesting.
Okay, I promise.
Okay. So, you know, I'll keep knocking on your door to see when you have time to come in, okay?
That sounds great, Danielle.
Thank you very much. Jonathan Wall, equipment, you know, I call you editor gear. Is that it?
I'm an editor. I love gear. I think it's the perfect. I think it's a perfect descriptor for what I do. So you keep calling me that.
Okay. Aloha.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to get some exercise after, you know, doing all the equipment, talking about hitting balls. Karen Palacios Jensen is in the house. CardioGolf.com. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
You know, I really, 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 really want you to listen to this, because this will not affect your chance to win rounds of golf, okay? But I went to Stretch Lab, and it felt so good, just 20 minutes. But I wanted more. Because I was just starting to get the feel for what they wanted me to do. And they're so gentle and firm at the same time. They really get you to move and then stretch those muscles, the ones that are really bothering you. Like right now, my legs are really bothering me. And this does not affect your chance to win rounds of golf. You've heard about Stretch Lab Hawaii. You got a chance to experience that 50-minute complimentary stretch. That'll go so fast, okay? Just be the third caller, 808-545-1111. You win a 50-minute stretch, a flex stretch. Kahala Mall, Kailua, Ward Center, 808-545-1111.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Karen Palacios Jensen, CardioGolf.com, CardioGolf, CardioGolf TV creator, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, Lead Instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainers, the only LPGA professional on the list. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me. I always enjoy coming on, and I love how you pronounce my name. You do it spot on.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm just incredibly impressed with everything that you know. Maximizing golf performance. The golf athlete needs to do lots of different things. And you specifically drill down into those kinds of exercises. I don't think we realize that. Could you tell us more?
Well, sure. So I developed a program. I call it Cardio Golf. And it's a combination of golf fitness and golf swing drills. So you know you need to exercise for better health. So if you're a golfer, why not work on your golf swing at the same time? So we're doing exercises to help you move better, which is in turn going to help you turn better, shift your weight better. We're working on our swing technique as we do these exercises. So, you know, you don't really have to go to the gym just for one workout and then go practice for the other workout or to get better at golf. You can kind of combine the two. So we're kind of killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Yeah, and you also pointed out this is really, really important to hear, because we all think we're going to go out and work out for 30, 60 minutes, you know, and really get that workout. And you have a philosophy about that, you know, shorter times all the time would be better than not making it out there because it's taking too long.
So true. I really think the key to improving your golf game or really anything lies in consistency. You know, if you have like a short time where you're really focused on practicing or doing something well, it's going to be much better if you do that on a consistent basis, a few minutes every day until you wait till you have a couple of hours at the end of the week. Usually that doesn't happen. Who has that kind of time? And those long practice sessions end up leading to injuries or, you know, we don't really know what to practice, so we're randomly practicing things. And sometimes practicing too much, you can tip it towards the other way and start to get worse. So I really think that something, if you have a plan and you do it 5-10 minutes every day, and sometimes that 5-10 minutes is 15-20 minutes because you have that kind of time or you're enjoying it, but you do it consistently is much better than to try to do it like once a week, once a month, once a year. I'm going to go practice right before my big event once a year. It's not going to work.
No. Yeah, I'm going to get out there and get my body all ready for what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
No, I don't think that's, you know, that's a real difficult one to put together. 5 minutes a day. Okay. So most of us don't have access to someone who knows so much about the game and the body. Where can we find you? You know, you've got Cardio Golf TV. Where do we go to get instruction?
Right. So cardiogolf.com, that's my website, and you can click on and get a free trial for my subscription. And I have hundreds and hundreds of videos of instruction. But what I have is a daily practice program. So you click on Monday and you do your pre-round warm-up routine. If you have time, then you do the strength exercises. If you have time, you do drills. You have a post-round stretch. So I have things planned out, and it's also for the season that you're in. So even you guys live in Hawaii, you play golf all year round. You don't want to be always doing the same exercise or practice program all year round. You might be playing a little bit more golf in your summer or whenever your season is. So during that time, you want to be doing more flexibility exercises because you're outside more. In the winter, if you have a winter, maybe you're doing some more things inside, preparing your body for the time when you're going to be out more.
I like it. So these are videos. So, and then you perform the instruction like somebody standing in front of me.
You just follow along. And even if you don't have a practice range or a golf course, you can do these things at home. I have a short practice club. I call it the Shorty Club. It's short so that you can swing inside. You're not hitting balls. So you can practice inside. You're rehearsing the motion. There's no judgment of where the ball goes. You can work on your swing a few minutes. So then when you do go play at practice, those movements feel comfortable. The problem with, you know, golf, it takes a lot of time. You have to physically take yourself to the golf course. You know, you don't have that kind of time, or you don't have access to a course, but you want to play every once in a while. So prepare your body for that one time that you get to do play. Then you'll be prepared and you'll enjoy the game more because you'll play better.
Yeah. Funny how that works, isn't it? You know,
right.
Yeah. And it's so nice to get out, even if you only play three holes somewhere, you know, or you just play nine holes. At Poipu, you can play nine holes of golf at Poipu Bay on the ocean course because they're working on the bunkers. You can go around twice if you want to, but just nine holes. That's an awesome, it gets you going and then you get excited about it. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, hopefully someday more golf courses will allow you to play two or three holes and then leave after that. I mean, just to get the experience to go out there, I really think that time is coming when they're going to let you pay per hole. So if you want to stop after seven, you stop after seven holes.
Yeah, that is a dynamite idea. Instead of committing to 18 holes of golf and a five-hour endeavor, you're actually committing, you know, I want to play three holes today, and then I want to go and do the shopping and take care of the kids. And speaking of kids, you've got children. Yeah, that's
yes. My stepdaughter is getting married today, so I'm actually in Nashville, and we're having a celebration. She actually already got married, did the civil ceremony, and now we're doing the wedding reception tonight.
Oh my goodness!
So
and you're
we're
here.
Very excited. So that's the second one that's gotten married. So yes, we have kids, but they're not really kids; they're adults.
But okay, so let's say we have younger kids. You have the next 6 weeks. We're focusing on practice. This is on Instagram, right? To get ready for the big event?
Yeah, you know, this time of year, a lot of clubs have member guests, members. High schoolers are getting ready to try out for the golf team. So I try to prepare these guys by giving them a plan a few weeks ahead. 6 weeks is a good plan. Just a few minutes every day. So when the time comes, they're prepared, they're confident, and then it's much easier. You're not going to be so nervous when you try out because you know you've done enough reps. You know you can make those three footers. You know you can hit a nice drive down the middle of the fairway. You know, it's not, you're not wishing that you're going to do okay. You know you're going to do okay.
I like that. It's the 30-day golf practice plan designed just for golfers getting ready for competition. So whether you're aiming to win your club championship, make the varsity team, impress your friends, or simply elevate your game to new heights, this program is here to help you get there and have a blast while doing it. And this is on Instagram.
Absolutely. Just go to my Instagram account. And I have actually, you know, nowadays you can follow the channel. And every day I post the exercise that you should be doing for the day. And it's a 1, 2, 3, 4 minute video. You just follow along, do the exercise. If you have more time, I have a whole daily practice plan that you can download, and you can take it with you to the golf course, and you can do your putting, chipping, pitching, sand play work all the way through your game. And it's better to work out that way. Where I see people go wrong, Danielle, is they go to practice, and they hit a few chip shots, and they randomly go to like a 5-iron, and then all of a sudden hit the driver. Well, you don't play golf that way, so you don't want to practice that way. You need to practice different distances is you need to set up and aim to a hole. When you're chipping and putting, you need to actually try to get up and down and put the ball into the hole just like you would on the golf course to put pressure on yourself so that when you're on the golf course, you know that you can do it.
Awesome. Karen Palacios Jensen, Cardio Golf, Cardio Golf TV creator, LPGA master teaching professional, and you're at, it's KPJ, right? Word, golf?
Right.
KPJ Golf. That's where you're usually going to find Karen on social media or Facebook. That's it, KPJ Golf. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse.
Yeah, thanks for having me, always.
And congratulations to the kids. And
yes,
yeah, have a great time. Thank you for being inside.
All right, thanks. Talk to you soon.
Yep, I'm good. Aloha. We're coming back. We're going to go golf kitchening right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
All right. First of all, what you need to do is, you know, get your equipment together. And I'm talking about Aloha Power's equipment because they've got the Aloha Power Labor Day week-long celebration, August 24th, that's today, all the way through September 2nd. It's time to retire those big box tools that have been around for a long time and are not really, some of them are like, what am I doing with this thing, Phil? No, you go over because Maruyama is on sale, up to 25% off, riding and walking mowers and chainsaws and whackers and trimmers and tools. We have service, parts, and accessories for every rider. That's Aloha Power Equipment, the Labor Day week-long celebration sale. From home to commercial-sized riding mowers, you can mow it, you can blow it, you can bag it, and you're going to be done. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
I've said this before, but it's actually a true story. Seriously. Yeah. You know, somebody actually threw their bag. They were sorry. They threw the bag into the pond. I'm done with these. Now I've got to go in the pond and get my bag so I can get my keys so I can go home. Diana DeLucia, founder, CEO, editor, writer. She's a food photographer, one of the most difficult things to do. She created Golf Kitchen. It's a magazine. It's books. It's so much. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha.
And you're partnering with so many wonderful people. You know, tell us, you were telling me about Texturas, a new golf kitchen sponsor and advertiser. But, you know, Texturas is something that all of us could take advantage of.
Oh, most definitely. If you're a foodie, you love cooking. I mean, it's a new line, Texturas, by Albert and Ferran Adria. Their product was like invented in 2003, I do believe, at El Bulle in Spain. It was the original molecular cuisine. And now they've brought out this new line for restaurants, golf clubs, and even for the home chef. And it's really, really super advanced on the flavor side. And they create a lot of, like, it's called Sephara. I can't say the word, but it creates little spheres. And they explode in your mouth, like, but they look like caviar. And the flavor burst is just incredible. And I was recently at Liberty National doing a tasting with Kayan, who are the national distributor of Texturas. And we had an olive oil sphere that they have on their product line. And it looks like an olive. Like, I have to say this like it actually is. It looks like an olive. And when you put it in your mouth, it tastes like an olive. It has everything about an olive, but it's like just the liquid when you bite into it. It's just like the members were actually asking if they could try them. Well, they could see us making the cocktail, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, what is molecular cuisine? I'm a little confused there.
Okay.
Let
me get this.
Yes. Okay.
It encompasses a unique array of ingredients designed to create innovative textures, vibrant colors, and novel presentations while preserving the authentic flavors of the original ingredients.
Oh, interesting.
It was developed and endorsed by the culinary maestros Albert and Ferran Adria. It offers 100% natural ingredients hand-selected by the Adria brothers and their expert team to ensure unparalleled quality and performance. It is crafted to enhance flavors, presentations, and textures, making them all for all culinarians, not just those specializing in molecular gastronomy.
Wow. All right.
Did I read that well?
Yeah, you did. Very good. So we can find out more at zonafoodmarket.com?
Yes, and if you just type in molecular, and if you put in GK10, you'll get a discount and free shipping over $75.
Wow. So if I just put molecular in, it'll take me right to the Zona Food Market.
Yeah, you just go zonafoodmarket.com and then just in the search in the search bit, just put molecular.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so we do need to go to it's zonafoodmarket.com. Then when you get to that site, it's going to, you know, obviously it's a food market, so there's lots of stuff. You might want to check it all out. But then if you want to find out about this new thing, molecular is the thing that you put in, like M-O-L-E-C-U-L-A-R, molecular. And then the coupon code for a discount and free shipping, if you order over $75 worth of goodies, is GK10. Wow. That is so cool. That's because it's Golf Kitchen.
Well, it's really, really popular now with the cocktail and the mixologists.
I bet.
It just gives them so many more exciting things to do.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's a whole new world. You know, we have to keep opening our mind and taking things in. And it's all good stuff. It comes from the real thing. You're going to Marion Golf Club.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and Chef Stephen Yen. I mean, he's a really cool person.
Yeah, I think he's a really good breath of fresh air in the industry.
Yeah, so he's at Liberty National still, isn't he?
Yes.
And who's cooking at Marion?
So we're creating a story that we're kind of in the progress of, and I have the story of Joey Jerkle. I'm really hard to pronounce that name, but the Tasty Duck company, they have like the Wagyu of duck. It's the best duck in the country, and we're doing a story on that, on the company, and I'm having Stephen Yen from Liberty National. And I'm joining him up with Jonathan C. Sean, the executive chef at Marion Golf Club, to create some recipes. And they're also interviewing Joey, the business development manager of the company.
Wow.
So I'm excited about it because I've not put two club chefs together like that.
You're really something, you know. How long have you been doing this?
Since 2010, I think we started. It's been a long haul, Danielle, you know that.
You know, the commitment, when you make a decision to do something and you're passionate about it, and you're, there are some really deep lows, and then all of a sudden something happens. I'm not sure what it is, but something happens, and it starts percolating. All that energy, all the stuff that you went through, it's percolating in the universe, and boom, voila, you're cooking. And here you are, you're bringing the chef from Marion Golf Club together with the chef from Liberty National Golf Club. Usually chefs don't like to get together, do they?
I wouldn't say that. I think these days, it's like, you know, we've had the events where we bring the chefs together. I know they love that, and it's a great bonding.
Good.
But I think in the club space, there just needs to be more of that. And it's becoming more and more popular that clubs are now kind of reciprocating, you know, having chefs come into their club to work with their chef. I think that's going to be a growing development in the industry. They really have to do it.
They
have to get more culinary attention outside of the industry in order to, you know, bring more culinary staff to the industry, where normally they don't even know this industry exists on a high level of cuisine, that is.
That the high level of cuisine that exists within the golf world, and that, you know, is like taken for granted by the membership, because they go in and they eat these delicacies and have these fine dining experiences. And here we are with these fabulous chefs doing their work, and they really don't get a lot of credit for it outside of that small industry. Is that what we're saying?
That's correct.
Yeah. And I think that's beautiful. But, you know, just as an aside, we often think of chefs as being sort of like, you know, watch out, there's knives in the kitchen. You know, there's this feeling that chefs don't want competition. But they're just like people. They like to share what they've got going. You know, look what I created over here. You know, maybe you'd be interested. They want to share what they've been doing, don't you think?
Yeah, I think in the club space in particular, some of the properties I've been visiting recently, you get a lot more opportunity in a club to, as say you're a sous chef or a line cook, you get a lot more input, because a lot of the really, really good chefs in the industry, you'll get opportunities to create your own menu items. And that's not normal in a restaurant. You wouldn't get that.
Yeah, there you go. Let's talk a little bit about the best duck in the world. Is it Wagyu?
It's the Wagyu of duck, we call it.
And
best duck in the country.
Best duck in the country from JJS Peak.
Jergil Wits, I think is how you say it.
Okay. And
it's a tongue twister.
It is a tongue twister. But they have the Peking duck suppliers. And
yes.
Yeah,
they originated in Long Island, and now they're in, I think it's Pennsylvania or Philadelphia, in that area. But they're all over the country. They all the duck that's in all the Chinatowns is their duck.
Oh.
John George's uses their duck. Thomas Keller, Daniel Ballou, like renowned restaurants all over the country.
So these same ducks are descendants of the original Long Island ducks that Dr. Joe's grandparents raised on their farm in Long Island?
Yes, it's true. And the beauty of their company is that two of the family members are veterinarians.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's just wonderful how everything comes together.
Well, I mean, who better? Like, they already understand, like, you know, animal research, animal welfare, everything. So they put that all together and make sure they keep the bloodline. I know they have their farms everywhere. I think there's 20 or 30 farms around the country, and that they have to preserve that bloodline of that particular Peking duck.
Yeah, and staff geneticists at JJS hand-select the perfect breed of ducks for their clients. And the JJS breed is favored by leading chefs for its perfectly balanced meat-to-fat ratio giving clients the signature succulent flavor of the famous JJS Tasty Duck. That's so much is happening in your world. I'm really excited. You've got the Culinary Extravaganza 2-day Golf Kitchen Cup. That's the golf tournament. Can we sign up for that? Is that still happening?
Well, it's still happening, but things are happening out of order at the moment.
And oh.
As you know, I told you something earlier, so we're
yes.
going to have to
right.
wait on the order of things. Things
yes.
have been reordered a little bit.
Yes, things are reordered. I love it. And we're going to have to keep our mouths shut for a little bit longer. Is that the story?
Yeah, just a little bit longer.
Yeah, just
not
a little
much,
bit longer. So you're going to be back on the show to share.
Yes. Yes. You'll be the first one I share it with.
Oh,
to be honest.
Gosh.
You've been there from day one. So I'm super like proud of you and all your achievements over the last like 15 years.
Yeah, it's
you're amazing.
You're amazing. You know, anybody who, you know, keeps going, keeps on trucking despite all the adversities that come naturally in life. It's just, you know, every day it's like, what happened? I was just cruising along, and all of a sudden, I fell off the bicycle.
Isn't it funny, though? Yes. You know, sometimes when things get really, you think they're getting really bad, and then you wake up the next day, and then everything falls into place.
Isn't that? Yes, yes. It's those moments that I live for. When those days when everything falls into place, and it's a beautiful thing. Diana DeLucia, founder, CEO, editor, writer, fabulous food photographer. She's an award-winning food photographer. You know how hard it is to take really good pictures of food? Everybody tries to, and they're like, see, this is what I had. And you're like, okay. Diana makes it look delicious. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're coming back. Speaking of food, Steve Pike is owner and editor of Spike's Peaks, The Art of Travel, award-winning travel, defined golf business. I should wait until I'm introducing him. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Okay, I am really excited. Congratulations, Keith. You're the winner of Stretch Lab. Yes, and next time we offer this, you will not... you lose the opportunity to win a round of golf because, you know, maybe you've heard about Stretch Lab. I just talked about it a while ago. You're going to have another chance to experience the 50-minute complimentary stretch at Stretch Lab. And Keith took advantage of the offer. He was a third caller. He's won. So this Stretch Lab, Hawaii, it's doctor recommended, golfer approved. And I felt the improved flexibility right away. Even after just 20 minutes, you're going to get a 50-minute, your chance to experience the 50-minute complimentary stretch coming up again next week.
How do the pros keep their bodies fit? With professional stretching routines from Stretch Lab Hawaii. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions are designed to improve your flexibility and swing. Our highly experienced flexologists tailor each session to your needs so you can move better, feel better, and play better. Visit our studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. Stretch Lab. Live long, golf strong. Mention the Golf Club for half off your 50-minute stretch and mobility assessment at Stretch Lab Hawaii. When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs?
the Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Steve Pike, owner, editor, Spike's Peaks, the art of travel, award-winning travel, defined golf business in the 90s for Golf Week, Golf World, golf shop operations for the New York Times Magazine, Golf Digest, so much in his backpack. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. And I was looking at your Instagram, and I saw this red, the steakhouse in South Beach, and you were having an espresso martini.
Yes, red. And its owner, Chef Peter Vatti, is one of my favorite people. Red is probably the best steakhouse in Miami Beach. It's right on the tip of South Beach.
And so, like, what's the espresso martini like?
It tastes sort of and it tastes like an espresso, but it's got the ingredients of a martini in it. That's probably the best way I can explain it. And actually, this one is it's a non-alcoholic one.
Oh,
because they have a terrific non-alcoholic happy hour cocktail menu there.
Oh, interesting. Now, see, I thought that, you know, the espresso would keep you lucid and the, you know, the martini would make you a little relaxed.
Well, it's true. It is South Beach, after all.
Yes, so. It is. Okay. Now, the next place we're going to is, and this seems really nice, but I've never heard about it. And so I want you to tell us about the Dutch Course at Craigen Resort and Brainerd, Minnesota, in the Cull Lake tradition. And I love the fact that it's family friendly.
Yes, it's definitely family friendly. The entire resort is sort of a throwback to the 60s and 70s old style Midwest lake resorts that have the individual cabins. Oh, around the lake.
Yeah.
And it also has a very nice hotel. And it also has a series of five big houses that I think they're 8-bedroom houses each that are great for golf buddy trips and that sort of thing. The lake is great for things like bass fishing and wave runners. They have a terrific barbecue dinner boat cruise every night. And all sorts of other lake activities, water activities. Being up in Minnesota, that far north, in the wintertime, the lake completely freezes over, and they go ice fishing out there. They bring in big trucks and little cabins and all, and go ice fishing out on the lake.
Yeah, and little heaters to keep you warm.
The Dutch Course is designed by Tom Lehman, who's from Minnesota, lives about 2 hours away. It's one of two 18-hole golf courses that they have there, and it's one that is beginning next week. It's going to host the PGA Tour America's CRMC Championship, which is sort of a mini tour event that Jake Knapp. I think won a couple of years ago, and Jake Knapp won the Mexico Open on the PGA Tour this year. But they're adding a new 9 holes to the white course, which is called the Red Course, that Tom Lehman also designed, which is just a fantastic 9 holes of golf. And probably of what's going to be those 27 holes, it's probably going to be the best 9 of those 27. Wow. In addition to what they call the Lehman 18, which is a terrific 18-hole golf course right next to it.
Now, they always say Minnesotans are very, very friendly people. Is it a friendly state?
Yes, these people will bend over backwards for you. It's great. They're very friendly. They speak a little funny for people who live in Florida, but they probably think we speak funny too. it's terrific. Everybody there is really, really nice. They have two or three restaurants. Everyone in there is really nice. The golf staff is outstanding. Eric Peterson, the general manager, who's been there a long, long time, is probably one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And it's a place that really is a, if you want to really experience Minnesota and experience really an old style lake resorts with all the modern amenities, you know, it's a really cool place to go.
That's the, am I pronouncing it right? Craigan Resort?
Craigan's Resort, yes.
Craigan's Resort, okay.
Right, it's owned by a 92-year-old man named Dutch Craigan.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
Who bought up all different kinds of pieces and property years and years ago until he's still got lots of property that's still undeveloped, too.
Nice. Now, the only thing I was wondering about is, let's say I want to go play golf with my friends, but everybody's got their kids with them. Do they have something for the kids to do?
Well, the big lake is the big draw for the kids. They have all sorts of apparatus and diving play toys and things on the lake to do. They have campfires. They have cookouts. They have the kayaking. There's lots there for the kids to do. The bicycle trails in the summertime, the best thing for the kids to do is look up in the sky at night, and not only can you see just a whole field full of stars without much ambient light, if you're lucky, you can see the northern lights.
Wow, cool. That would be something. Yeah.
That's worth the trip right there. It really is.
It's not something I've ever experienced, but I would love to. Now, I'm going to ask you about Top Golf. Because Top Golf isn't coming to Hawaii. It's a bummer for those of us who, you know, wanted to go to a Top Golf without having to fly out of town. When we talk about flying out of town, we talk about flying across the ocean. It takes a while to get out of town. The city of Honolulu is going to lose $1 million a year. It was going to, you know, get $1 million a year in rent. Seems steep. Top Golf may not be around much longer, though, is also what I hear. What do you hear?
Well, I'm not sure that it's not going to be around much longer. It's sort of a Potemkin village right now, where everything looks great on the outside, but it is a little bit chaotic, to say the least, on the inside. Its parent company, which is Topgolf Callaway Brands, didn't have a good second quarter for Topgolf as far as same store sales go. It decreased 8%, and the parent company actually expected, you know, positive results from that. So I think that sent everybody, including Wall Street, into a little bit of a tizzy. So I don't know that Topgolf is ever going to or anytime soon is going to go away. I think what might happen is that Topgolf and Callaway Golf, the parent company, might try to spin off Callaway Golf into either a private company or into a completely separate public company on its own. So I think those are two of the better options that we see right now. I don't think the whole thing is shutting down because planning to open as many as 10 more over the next few years. And they just opened one, or will open one in the next few days in Des Moines, the first one, I believe, in Iowa.
Well, darn it. Why is not coming to Hawaii? You know,
without knowing for sure, a lot of it could be because of land costs.
This is true.
The parent company does not own the land that most of those properties sit on. They lease most of that land.
And that's where the city was going to make, the city of Honolulu was going to make $1 million a year. Getting, you know, that was rent.
Right. Right. And who knows how much it would cost to actually operate one. You would know better than I how much it would actually cost to operate one, in Honolulu.
Yes. It would be pricey. Gosh, you need to come back again. Thank you so much for taking us to Minnesota. I really enjoyed that. It was
thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great having you on, and I'll ask you again, okay?
No problem at all. Look forward to it.
Thank you very much. Steve Pike, owner and editor, Spike's Peaks, like in P-E-K-S. He's peeking in. The Art of Travel. And I wanted to close the show with this little piece. Augusta National Golf Club, yes, Augusta National Golf Club is looking for a senior manager and historian. Of course, if you love golf, this would be the absolute dream, right? Absolutely. This role serves as the Augusta National Golf Club historian, curator, and archivist. The ideal candidate is responsible for managing, preserving, and enhancing the past, present, and future physical and intellectual history of this institution based on traditional and accepted archive standards. Based full-time in Augusta, Georgia, the historian also reinforces Augusta National's position as a significant contributor to the history of golf as envisioned by its founders, Bobby Jones and Clifford Roberts, while maintaining the confidentiality of club business. You can tell my voice is going again. Yes. Well, I thought to myself, why in the world, you know, what happened to the guy that was doing it before? I'm assuming it's a guy. I don't know that it's a guy. But what happened to the person who was doing it before? Did they die? No, Danielle, they did not. the person who was doing it before, yeah, he pleaded guilty earlier this year to stealing millions worth of memorabilia from the club, including Arnold Palmer's green jacket. Regardless, my goodness, you better know what you know how to do all this stuff before you apply. But what a job, huh? Who steals Arnold Palmer's green jacket? That's like, gosh, good thing they pled guilty. All right, I got to close the show because we're running out of time and I keep talking. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get, to improve your flexibility and swing at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and the Ward Center. Now, what's important to know as well is that you see this on television and movies. You know, the guy walks into the president's office and he's getting a stretch and, you know, that's it. It's really, really cool. Check it out. It's Aloha Powers. Aloha Powers Labor Day week-long celebration starts today. Maruyama is on sale, up to 25% off. Riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, whackers, trimmers. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Don't hurt your back. Do it with a machine. Let your smart equipment do the work. It's faster and it's frankly smarter sometimes. All this AI stuff, you know. Okay, get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, Evilei, next to the Costco gas station in Waipahu. And I have time to take you down Farrington Highway to make a left turn when you get to Waipahu Depot Street. That's if you're going Evabound. If you're going Cocohead Bound, then you're going to make a right when you get to Waipahu Depot Street. There's a big sign. Speaking of signs, The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You need a sign? It's Honolulu Sign. And the Aloha Section PGA, thank you. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, friendship. Go golf. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.